everybody knows, hopefully knows their city or town or county well enough to know what do you do to get as much compliance as possible.
You might say, well, your rates aren't as high. Maybe our positivity rate isn't as high, though I think it is now. It's certainly really high in Mojave County, and our death rate is higher than the state average.
I felt like mandating would have then created another whole set of problems, knowing that our people are very independent and love their individual freedoms.
The testing availability is in Bisbee are dismal, to say the least. Our people have to literally drive to Tucson to make an appointment to get a test. I feel pretty strongly that the rural communities of Arizona are being left out of this.
It causes confusion in local areas, especially like Mojave, where when you have a county level of government that says, we're not going to do that, and the cities all say, we are going to do that, you have a conflict there.
We have a campaign that we have launched that specifically is to address and help educate our communities, and that campaign is Face It, Masks Save Lives, and we really believe that that is true, and so we're really working hard to get our communities all on board.
Regardless of whether they issued a mask mandate or not, all three of these mayors strongly recommend wearing a mask when social distancing is not possible. Reporting for the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and the Luce Foundation, I'm Serena Raboyne.